This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I am honored to welcome to the studio George Gillum, the famous, the one, the only George Gillum joins me live in studio. We'll talk about the Miller Center for Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. It's great to see you.
Coy, it's great to be here with the distinguished author of The Definitive History of the Corner.
Well, thank you very much. Where should we start? Why don't we start with a George Gillum 101 for the folks? You know, there's a whole lot of new people who live here. A lot of folks moved to Charlottesville for obvious reasons and may be listening and may not know who George Gillum is. So give us a little background of yourself and how you ended up here in Charlottesville at UVA and at the Miller Center.
Coy, I came to Charlottesville like so many people did to go to the university. I came here for law school in 1965 and could never think of any good reason to leave. I practiced law in Charlottesville for the next 27 years. And in 1995, I went back to the University of Virginia to do graduate work in history. And now I teach in the history department and work at the Miller Center of Public Affairs.
What goes on in a lawyer's office? What kind of thinking goes on in between cases or while cases are going on where you sit and think, you know what, I need to go get a PhD? And what did your wife say to that?
You know what? My wife and kids really supported it with enthusiasm. It resulted, obviously, in some financial changes. Being a graduate student doesn't pay particularly well, but it's what I wanted to do. When I was getting out of college, like so many people, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I really loved history, but going to law school was a good default, and I did that and enjoyed it. And was able to spend some time participating in politics and some other things while I was lawyering. And it was a good run, and I'm having fun now.
What particularly, give us an idea of the, whether it's a period of time or the history, what you really like about history, whether it's, American history or European history.
Well, what I'm teaching is the post-Civil War South. This year, every year, the last several years in the fall semester, I offer a one-semester course to juniors and seniors primarily in Virginia history. And what I really like to do is to look at the way people respond to various circumstances going on around them. And I like to see if there are any patterns that emerge. Right now, for example, we're studying the Reconstruction of Virginia after the Civil War. Virginia was laid waste, hundreds of thousands of people killed, and the state was really decimated by the war. And yet the state got back on its feet quickly. A new government came into being quickly, and I like to sort of compare Virginia's experience with Reconstruction with what's going on right now in the Middle East and say, are there lessons that we could be learning from a closer study of America's Reconstruction as we try to reconstruct the Middle East?
We're talking with George Gillum of the University of Virginia and the Miller Center for Public Affairs. You can learn more online at millercenter.org. What is it you think that most Americans, even Virginians, don't know or understand about that period of Virginia history?
I think most people feel that a bunch of Yankees came down to Virginia and took over the government and installed a lot of ignorant, uneducated people, both black and white, in leadership positions. And that's just simply not true. Many of the people, particularly Whigs, who had been active in the sort of merchant political class prior to the Civil War, attained high office at the end of the war. There were a lot of very prominent Virginia people, Confederate generals, for example, who ascended to high political office in Virginia. And so the picture of a bunch of Yankees coming over and ramming Reconstruction down the throats of Virginians is miles wide of the mark.
Let's talk about the Miller Center, because I know that you're particularly honored to be affiliated with them and to work with the Miller Center. Remind us again, what is the Miller Center?
Well, the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia is an independent, nonpartisan think tank that studies issues of American governance with particular emphasis on the way the president and the executive branch makes decisions. We have a number of academic programs, but we're perhaps best known for the Miller Center Forum, which will be starting its fall season tomorrow, which presents about 60 first-class speakers every year in a very structured setting that usually provides about 30 minutes of talk and then 30 minutes of Q&A. These are free and open to the public, and we're now feeding them to the Virginia PBS television stations to expand our audience. And I'm amazed, Coy, at how many people really hunger for civil, intelligent conversation about what's going on in the world. People are really just sick and tired of these talk shows where people scream at each other. And we have very articulate, thoughtful speakers who are right on top of the news and excite, I think, a lot of curiosity about what's going on in the world and are very educational.
We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center. It's exciting that it's now going to PBS because there's folks like me out there who remember watching it on Channel 10 back in the old days when it was brand new. This forum, a beautiful space over there on Old Ivy Road at the Miller Center. Now, let's talk about the forum that I know you particularly are in charge of booking these guests that come to Charlottesville. Is that right?
I am. I got a chance to read a book or read an article and say, gee whiz, I'd like to meet the person who wrote that or said that, or I'd like to meet that public figure. And I invite them to come to the Miller Center. And the Miller Center has become a pretty attractive venue for speakers. And so we get most of the people we invite.
That's wonderful. And it starts tomorrow, of course, at 11 o'clock with NBC News political director Chuck Todd, whom we spoke with in the last half hour. He'll be there tomorrow morning. Give us an idea of how it works. Again, it's free, open to the public, plenty of parking. You just walk in and you say it's 30 minutes. They start by talking and then followed by a Q&A.
That's exactly right. It's the Miller Center is one of the prettiest buildings in Charlottesville, one of the prettiest buildings of the university. And unlike most other university venues, there is no trouble parking. There's a lot of free parking, so you can just drive right up and walk in and get a seat. We close the doors 5 minutes before 11 to the main forum room because of the television preparations and the quality of program that we have to deliver to PBS. But we also have two overflow rooms. And so if one can't get a seat in the main room, there are two other very nice rooms that are served by big screen television. And there's plenty of opportunity for people in the main room as well as in the overflow rooms to ask questions. So we love to get members of the community out, and our speakers love it. Our speakers say they can tell from the questions what people are thinking about, what's on their mind. So it's very important for them, too.
And a smart group, of course, it is Charlottesville, a very educated populace here. Let's talk about the rest of the speakers that you have booked for the forums this fall. On Friday, September 7th, Elizabeth Drew is coming to Charlottesville.
Elizabeth Drew is one of the legends of American political journalism. She's been covering American politics, first for the Atlantic Monthly and then for the New Yorker for almost exactly 40 years. She's just done a book on President Nixon. And he had done a book before that on Bill Clinton and one before that on McCain. So she's right on the top of American politics, what's going on now. And I expect she'll draw a very large and enthusiastic crowd.
And then September 10th, which is next Monday, a week from yesterday, UVA's Philip Zelikow, formerly of the Miller Center and formerly of the U.S. State Department, will be speaking on globalization and civilization.
I had dinner with Philip Zelikow several weeks ago after he returned from his work as counselor to the Secretary of State. And he has a world view and a command of what's going on in the world that is unrivaled, perhaps even by Condoleezza Rice. There are very, very few people who understand the opportunities and the challenges around the world the same way Philip does. And he will give a terrific talk. He's very articulate. Very thoughtful, and I think that people will really enjoy and just learn an awful lot from him.
We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center about the forum, fora, that begins this fall. It starts tomorrow with Chuck Todd at 11 o'clock. All of these events, folks, are free and open to the public, plenty of parking. And the Miller Center, of course, is located on Old Ivy Road across from the Ivy Inn. On September 17th, on Monday, the lost promise of civil rights will be the topic.
Risa Goluboff, who teaches at the law school at the University of Virginia, actually has a PhD in history from Princeton University in addition to her law degree. And she has written a very interesting book that looks at what the civil rights movement was doing in the decades before it tackled desegregation of schools. And what she found was that the civil rights movement was focused on economic opportunity for blacks. And the cases it was bringing, the work it was doing, affected large numbers of people in the workforce. It is her argument that is resisted by many, but it's nonetheless her argument, and she makes a persuasive case for it, that when the civil rights movement, when the activists turned their attention to the desegregation of schools, they actually retarded economic progress because it took so long to desegregate the schools and really make any progress there. It was really 10 years and in many cases 20 years before there was really any meaningful desegregation of schools, while the legal principle was established, and that was of immense importance. Her argument is it didn't help large numbers of people the way the earlier work had been helping large numbers of people in the workforce. So she's controversial. She's very bright. She loves to have people argue with her. And I think many of those who have a more traditional view of the civil rights movement will want to argue with her, and that's healthy. I've heard her speak. I've read her book, and she's bright and provocative and persuasive.
My guest is UVA history professor George Gillum, also of the Miller Center. And of course, Martin Luther King, before he was killed, that's the topic that he was focused on, the March on Washington, economic opportunity, the plight of the poor. It's the unfulfilled dream. His unfulfilled dream was just that topic.
Exactly. Coy, on the 18th, Tuesday the 18th, the Miller Center shifts its focus for a day. And it is putting on the first in a series of what is scheduled to be five national debates. We have Margaret Warner, who is one of the anchors for the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer on PBS, coming in to moderate a formal, old-fashioned debate on the question whether or not America's national interests require us to maintain troops in Iraq. And there are going to be two people who say, Our national interests require us to maintain a troop presence in Iraq, and two, who are going to be arguing against it in an old-fashioned opening statement, rebuttal, sur-rebuttal setting. It's going to be at the University of Virginia's Rotunda, and a very, very special setting with important associations to Jefferson and to Jefferson, who had a very distinct view about what America's role in the world should be. And I think it'll be a very, very special evening. It's going to be broadcast about 2 weeks later on PBS stations. The NewsHour with Jim Lehrer is going to feature highlights from the debate.
Oh, fantastic.
On the night following. And it will be broadcast, webcast live at millercenter.org. So many opportunities for people to see it.
And this is the first of five of these.
This is the first of five of these. This is the only one that's scheduled to be held in Charlottesville. So it's a good opportunity, we hope, for folks in Charlottesville to come out and see political discussion in the civil way that it used to be.
George Gillum, professor of history at the University of Virginia, and with the Miller Center for Public Affairs. You can learn more online at millercenter.org. And they can go to the website, of course, and get all the information about all these speakers and when and where and what's going on, right?
Exactly. Our website is a treasure trove of information, and we invite people to come to it and see what the schedule is going to be.
George Gillum, thank you so much for being here. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Y'all have a great night.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.